Welcome to Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman of Healing and Miracle Church in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, call 347-365-4483 or email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Now, here's Pastor Vivian.
Praise the Lord. I greet you in the ever-living, never-changing, always-healing, life-transforming name of Jesus, the anointed Son of God. Over the past few weeks, we have been discussing the blood of Jesus. In the first week, we said that the blood of Jesus is precious, yes, more valuable than any substance in the universe. Then in the last 2 weeks, we said that the blood of Jesus represents us before God's throne. Yes, the precious blood of Jesus represents us before the throne of God. But that's only one side of the coin. The other side is we have to appropriate the benefits of the precious blood of Jesus. Or rather, we need to make use of this precious blood. Today our message is entitled, We Need to Make Much of the Blood. We are talking about making much of the precious blood of Jesus. Let's go before the throne of grace. Amen. And remember that difference in time, location, and condition will not affect anointed prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that our hearts will be open to see the importance of the precious blood of Jesus in our new life in Christ, in our victorious walk of faith, in victory over sin, victory over all sicknesses and diseases. May your body, the body of believers, be strengthened by this message. May sinners listening be born of the blood of Christ into eternal life in Jesus' name. Amen. There is a pressure in our world today to go along with a trend of ungodliness. We, the preachers, should not change our preaching to fit the times. We have to preach God's word the way it is, even if it is not the popular thing to do. We must preach about the precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ is meant for and applicable to all times. The so-called ultra-modern, digital, or virtual world that we live in does not change the need of the spirit of man to be delivered from sin and darkness. The substance God has provided to deliver mankind from all darkness is the precious blood of Jesus. I cannot say too much. It's the precious blood of Jesus. There is a technological madness in this generation where some people tend to see technology or value it so highly, but ignore the Lord God Almighty who created it all. One may have invented or tapped into some technological development, but it is God who plays the elements in the world. Again, we ought not to ignore God Almighty created it all. We ought not to ignore the precious blood of Jesus that was paid for our soul's redemption. We need to preach more about this precious blood as preachers. When we preachers remove the teaching of the precious blood of Jesus from our ministry, we are opening the door for Satan to come in and set up his camp. One of the reasons why there is a general increase in suicide in this generation, one of the reasons why there is such a great increase in suicide, even though there are so many exciting things to live for, is that the minds of people have been teaching outside of the Word of God and the devil has been attacking them. Hello. God is able to save and help those whose minds are being affected the wrong way. It is the precious blood of Jesus that gives you confidence and victory over Satan, including the coronavirus. My ultimate confidence that Satan cannot destroy me is rooted in the precious blood of Jesus. Let the precious blood of Jesus be your sure defense against all the works of the devil. When all other weapons seem ineffective, the precious blood of Jesus will hold its ground on your behalf. Hallelujah. Amen. We are talking about making much of the blood of Jesus. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Let's go to the book of Revelation today. I want us to read Revelation chapter 12 from verses 1 to 11. Verses 1 to 11. And make notes as you go along, please, because you may need to look over some of these things when I'm off the air. This passage of scripture in Revelation chapter 12, 1 to 11 reveals to us the power of the precious blood of Jesus to bring deliverance from Satan's greatest attack. Yes, Satan has his ultimate weapon, you know, but the blood of Jesus floors it. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 11, the Bible says, "And there appeared a great one in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, deliver a child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven, and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was a place found any more in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before God day and night. I like verse 11 again. It says, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. There is so much to receive from this passage. But by God's grace, I will just try to simplify it for you. Understanding this passage, in understanding it, we need to take two things into consideration. Number one, the Apostle John, to whom these things are revealed, is writing the events as he sees them in the vision. In so doing, they can overlap each other. John is instructed to write the things that were, the things that are, and the things that shall be hereafter. In other words, past, present, and future. My friends, in God, nothing of the past is forgotten. Nothing of the present can be hidden. And the future is just as if it has been happening today. Every event in this universe is known by God Almighty. Secondly, there are three sets of warfare in this passage of Scripture. The first involves the nation of Israel. Amen. The second involves Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon and his angels. And the third involves the dragon fighting against God's people, the church. Amen. The first one, the Bible says, and there was appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and under her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman. Yes. which was ready to be delivered, for to deliver a child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God that she should feed, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Yes, this first vision, or this first warfare, involves the woman, which represents the nation of Israel. The woman, the sun, the moon, and the 12 stars represent the nation of Israel. The dragon is pursuing this nation of Israel. Even today, in our time, the nation of Israel comes under such great attack. We know that this is the nation of Israel when you go to Genesis chapter 37, where we see Joseph's dream. And his dream, he talks about the sun and the moon and the 11 stars, he being the 12 stars. The sun, the moon, and the 11 stars coming and bowing down before him. And his father asked him, you can read the story in Genesis chapter 37, where his father asked him, shall I and your mother and your 11 brothers come and bow down before you? Amen. So that story, that woman that is mentioned in this 12th chapter of Revelation is the nation of Israel. Amen. But God's covenant with Abraham means that God has to take care of the nation of Israel. And that's the reason why the dragon was not able and is not able to destroy them. And even through the tribulation, God has not and will not break his covenant with Abraham. Amen. God does not believe in replacement theology. Some people feel that the church is replacing Israel, but that's not what God is about. Amen. God is about keeping his promise to Israel. The second warfare involves Michael and his angels against the dragon and his angels. Verses 7, 8, and 9 says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Amen. The Bible says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I often tell people that God did not throw the devil out of heaven when he rebelled. No, God did not waste time with a person like the devil. It was Michael and the archangels, amen, that cast out the, pardon me, it was Michael the archangel and his angels that cast out the devil and his angels out of heaven. Amen. Listen, my friend, the devil is not so big to demand God's attention. The Bible says, ye are of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It doesn't matter what situation you go in, always say, in the name of Jesus, the greater one lives in me, and I will overcome. Maybe I'm talking to someone today, and you have circumstances in your life that seem to be overtaking you. Don't give in to it. Whether it be a sickness, a demonic attack, a problem in your life you don't know to handle, do not surrender to it in the name of Jesus. I speak strength into you, and I command the devil to take his hands off your life. Be restored, be strengthened, be delivered in the name of Jesus. The third warfare involves the dragon or the devil. Amen. And the blood-bought ones. The blood-bought ones, the church of Jesus Christ. Amen. Satan always likes to come against God's people. We, the church of Jesus Christ, must not forget that we are involved in a conflict. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 19 tells us about this warfare. Amen. But if we stick to Revelation chapter 12, verses 9 to 11, the Bible says, and the dragon, the great dragon, was thrown down, that angel serpent called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now is come salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, or the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren, our brothers, has been thrown down, who accused them before God day and night. And I like verse 11, which says, and they conquered him. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Yes, my friend, victory over Satan has already been declared, and you, a child of God, need to continually confess it. I told you in the other three broadcasts that this is a great time to plead the blood of Jesus. Let's have 30 days of pleading the blood of Jesus and enforcing our rights against the powers of darkness. In this passage of Scripture, there are two types of weapon that we see. In this verse 11, two types of weapon. They are what you can call the devil's ultimate weapon and the Christian's ultimate weapon. Amen. Satan's ultimate weapon is death. The ultimate weapon of the saints of God is the blood of the Lamb, which gives us eternal life. Yes, my friends, we have an ultimate weapon. Verse 11 says, and they conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Yes, the blood of Jesus makes us more than conquerors. Amen. And we are not defeated by death. Death has no sting over us. I believe a great problem is that Christians, amen, have not been using their ultimate weapon, but it's time for us to change it. It's time for us to use the blood. I'm saying we need to make much of the blood of Jesus. Let's make much of the blood of Jesus. You see, my friends, there is no bondage of darkness so strong, no strategy of the evil one, no power of death so great, no sickness or disease so mighty that can withhold God's deliverance when the blood is applied in faith. Yes, my friend, when the blood is applied in faith, no bondage of darkness so strong, no strategy of the evil one, no power of death so great, no sickness nor disease so mighty that can withhold God's deliverance when the blood is applied in faith. Let's arise and apply the blood of Jesus in faith. Let's plead the blood of Jesus in our surrounding and cleanse it from this coronavirus. Amen. There is no coronavirus, no cancer, no distressing situation that should make people afraid. Because you see, when we arise in the name of Jesus and rebuke that fear, it has got to go. I speak over you right now against all fear of these situations. In the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance from all fear of the virus and fear of cancer and fear of distressing situation that is affecting God's people right now. And I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus through the power of his blood. Amen. The precious blood of Jesus destroys both Satan and the power of death. Yes, my friends, the blood, the precious blood of Jesus cannot be defeated. Let's arise and use it in Jesus' name. Amen. I've been encouraging you to plead the precious blood of Jesus in your situation for 30 days and expect great victory in the name that is above every name. I have to bring this message to a conclusion. Amen. And I also would like to pray for you again on this broadcast, those who need prayer. But before I do that, let me say four things that are important about the precious blood of Jesus. Four things that we must remember when we think about how much the precious blood of Jesus is. Number one, the blood of Jesus is the foundation on which our faith is built. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, there is no other foundation that any man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus, and that foundation is rooted on the blood of Jesus. The second thing is that the blood of Jesus is the ultimate weapon against sickness, disease, and devils. Isaiah 53:5 says, He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Number three, the blood of Jesus will move, or rather may I say, the Holy Spirit of God will move where the blood has been applied. The reason why the Holy Spirit comes into the heart of a sinner who turns and receives Jesus Christ is because the blood has been applied to that heart. The blood of Jesus Christ will come, rather the Spirit of God will come where the blood has been applied. Amen. Lastly, but not the least, it is the blood of Jesus, this great substance that unites the body of Christ. Christians may not all believe the same thing when it comes to tongues and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but we all believe in the same Jesus who shed his blood on the cross, and that blood washes us and makes us one. So it is the precious blood of Jesus that unites the body of Christ. Let's stand together in that unity in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a lot more to say about the blood of Jesus, but I would just stop at a moment. Amen. And I want to encourage you to be a friend of this broadcast. Get ready for my prayer. Amen. Again, be a supporter of this broadcast in your prayer and in your gifts. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:6, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Sow a seed into this broadcast today. You may visit our website at healingandmiraclechurch.com. That is healingandmiraclechurch.com. Our email address is myjesusheals@outlook.com. To write us, you may write us at Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Amen. Amen. You may call us by phone at 917-603-3634, 917-603-3634. You can use that number also to give via Zelle, 917-603-3634, or 347-365-4483. Let me pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. If you're not born again, just put the hand on your heart and say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. And he will come in. In Jesus' name, I speak to every sickness and disease in your body. I speak against spirits of bondage, suicide, affliction, infirmity, pestilence, and every demonic attack. I command the devil to take his hands off of you in Jesus' name. I send your way creative miracles in Jesus' name to give you miracles in your body that you may need. I rebuke the coronavirus trying to destroy your life in any way, in Jesus' name. And your response must be, I receive it. And I want to encourage you to write us and let us know what the Lord has been doing in your life. And you may write us again at Healing and Miracle Church, Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. You may call us by phone and use this first number to give via Zelle, 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483. Amen. You may email us at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Be free to visit our website at healingandamiraclechurch.com. The blessings of the Lord be with you. And remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And don't forget to plead the mighty, powerful blood of Jesus. Make much of the blood of Jesus. And the blood will do wonders among you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice, well,
Tune in every Tuesday night at 9:30 and Saturday morning at 10:30 for Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman from Healing and Miracle Church. Join them for Sunday morning services at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 7:30 at 3519 Newkirk Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com or call 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483.